Federal managers might be feeling as if they're in limbo in 2016. Political appointees are scarce, and in his final State of the Union address, President Obama didn't have much to say to the federal workforce itself or his desire for any sort of federal reform. Joining me with his reflections on the speech and the year ahead, Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And Tim, this one did seem a little unusual in that often in the State of the Union speeches, there is something specific that federal agencies and management can take away.
Tom, you really had to dig deep last night to figure out how this State of the Union affects the federal workforce and government going forward. I think there are a couple of things, you know, from my perspective that I took away from it. Number one, I think, is this moonshot of curing cancer and Vice President Biden in charge of that. I think, you know, if you look back to the Partnership Service to America medals, last year's, you know, we had two winners whose lifelong work were actually focused around trying to find a cure for cancer. So I think there is some signs of what you can see, particularly on the healthcare front within government, the National Institutes for Cancer, the National, you know, some of the HHS, some of the other agencies that are dealing directly with kind of healthcare implementation, is this notion that we've got to collectively come together to solve some of these problems. Cancer being one of those that the president put on the table yesterday, saying this isn't simply a single agency issue. This isn't a government has to work with the private sector, has to work with the nonprofit and foundation community, philanthropic community, if we're going to actually tackle this. So I think there were some themes that were kind of underlying some of what the president said last night, but you really had to listen hard to try to pull those things out.
I guess for Joe Biden, though, maybe there's some little bit of job assurance there because he indicated he might work on that cancer thing after being vice president.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, there is recognition that this is a long-haul initiative, that we can't expect just to throw some resources at it in a single year. And again, National Institutes of Cancer budget increased fairly dramatically in this round of budget talks. We're not going to solve this issue, you know, in the short run. It is going to take a long-haul effort. And again, I think that was one of the themes, that some of these efforts, some of change is not going to happen overnight. And we've actually got to bear down, be diligent, but we've also had to show some patience as well. I think the other theme as well, and this is one that, you know, for federal workers who have been bashed so badly over the last several years, is the notion that he talked about in just that, you know, government is around to try to fix things. And that, you know, part of the challenge right now is that the American people have no faith or confidence in its government in performing, and that, you know, the American people themselves kind of have to step up, support efforts a little bit more. And I think you see some of that in a recent Gallup poll as well, where Americans actually identified, Tom, government as the biggest problem facing this country. So economy actually ranked below our government as the most critical issue that's facing this country. So again, I think, you know, a little bit of a rallying cry there. Let's hope that as a result of that, that the federal workforce can both rise to the occasion, but that there's a little bit more support for the great work that they already do.
Now, the president has had two kind of parallel tracks going on, one much stronger than the other. The stronger one has been the management agenda in terms of how information technology is managed, the idea of performance-based planning for federal missions and using data and open data in order to help inform those decisions. Nothing about that at all.
No, there really wasn't within the context of his State of the Union address last night. And again, I think what he tried to do is probably draw some broad brushstrokes. Again, I think if you listen hard to some of the undertones, some of what you know, he talked about with the moonshot, with curing cancer, actually does involve a lot of IT infrastructure as well. How do we share better information, again, both between federal agencies, state and local entities, the medical profession as well, through databases that actually people can take a look at and figure out, you know, what some of the trends are. You know, again, I think this is going to be a big issue going forward. So whether or not he addressed it last night, I think this issue of IT infrastructure performance, and actually as part of that IT, I'd throw in cyber, those are issues that have to be top of mind for federal agencies in the workforce right now.
And he did mention also electronic health records, and that's something that came on very early in the administration, but really hasn't gained quite as much ground as I think anybody had hoped it would now 7 years on.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, when you look at some of those initiatives like that, fairly substantial initiatives that are actually going to cost some money, that are going to actually require a lot of collaboration and work across agencies, and that's not typically something that government's known for, is working well across agencies to make things happen. Again, that's where I'm a little bit hopeful in some of the conversation around the cure for cancer. But also, if you look even most recently at his new executive order on gun control, that's not a single agency that's responsible for kind of implementing on the president's new executive order. And I think you'll see, you know, the need for agencies to work a little bit more closely there, too. You've got the ATF and FBI involved. And again, I think, you know, those are the first ones that we tend to think of. But if you look a little bit more at his executive order, there's two other agencies that actually are going to have to play a significant role in implementing that executive order in the Social Security Administration, which is, you know, trying to link dependents to this whole background check. And the other is $500 million that's going to HHS to help in mental health care. So again, I think, you know, oftentimes we tend to look at, you know, some of these issues as very isolated, that they affect one agency or one particular department. But I think, again, what we're seeing, if you peel back the layers of the onions or, you know, take a layer off the layer cake here, Tom, is you see how important it is for agencies actually to work together in order to make that happen. And again, I think this is one of those healthcare records that it's not a single agency that's actually going to be called upon. And that's tough work to collaborate and coordinate across boundaries.
I guess that's politics, mixing onions and layer cakes together. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And the other big initiative, I guess, or maybe never was a big initiative, was reform of the civil service itself. And there was denial of raises for a couple of years, and there was the cessation of the presidential rank awards for a couple of years. And there was also the promise early on of a comprehensive look at civil service reform, which never really happened.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. And Tom, as you well know, the partnership certainly believes that it's well beyond time to look at some civil service reform. And, you know, I think you see it in little bits and pieces here and there, but it really is time to take a look at really comprehensive civil service reform. By and large, we're operating in a system that was designed in the late 40s. And, you know, a lot has changed, both in terms of the government workforce, but also in government itself and the type of work that it does these days. And again, this is something that, whether it's the administration that drives it or it's Congress that drives it, there really does have to be a really serious look at this if, in fact, government is going to really do what it's supposed to do, which is serve the American people.
What's your advice now for federal managers who have to get through this next year where political appointees are few and far between and there's limbo almost, or just a wait and see for the next election?
Tom, it's a great question. I think the first thing is, while there is some sort of limbo, I think with, you know, political appointees who are exiting and in rare cases there are a few people coming in now, you know, I think by and large the great work of the federal government is done day in and day out by the career civil servants. And I think part of that is, you know, just making sure as a federal manager that it's clear what the priorities are and what you're actually aiming toward, and engaging your workforce and helping to find solutions for that. And again, I think, you know, as I look at some of the things that the president raised last night, as I look at, you know, his executive order on gun control, you know, some of the talk again last night around national security, as I look at that, it does raise a lot of flags for me in terms of, is government and are some of those agencies that need to implement on this, are they actually fully prepared to implement? And part of that goes back to, again, employee satisfaction, employee engagement. And I look at our best places to work score, and I look at some of the gun control issues that are embedded in his executive order, and ATF, FBI rank really highly in our best places to work. That's actually usually a sign of good things to come. If I look on the side of national security, you look at the intelligence community, State Department, which certainly are involved in those types of issues, again, ranked fairly high, have pretty high confidence there. You go into the armed services, the DOD, again, they're at least at government average, if not slightly higher. So again, pretty good. If you then get into DHS, you know, DHS has been not so good in our best places to work and in their employee engagement. I think those are things that managers ought to be raising red flags to say, for us to effectively implement, whether it's anything that came out of the State of the Union last night or anything else that hits our radar screen, or certainly just to maintain our programs at the way that we're currently implementing on, we actually have to have engaged employees. What am I doing? What am I doing personally, individually, as a manager, to make sure that that's happening?
Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, great having you on.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.